Human Problems. A talk given by Venerable Dr. K. Sri Damananda Nayaka Thera of the Singapore Buddhist Mission.
Human problems are complicated. One day, one of the devas approached the Buddha and asked him how to overcome human problems. The deva said, "The inner tangle and the outer tangle. Human beings are entangled in a tangle, and so I would like to ask, Venerable Sir, who will succeed in disentangling the tangle?" The word tangle refers to all the mental and physical disturbances that we had faced in our day-to-day life. We are entangled with various problems. From our birth up to the last breath, numerous problems confront us. It is impossible for any human being to exist without facing such problems in this world. That is the reason why the Buddha advised us to understand the nature of our problems if we want to exist in this world. He also advised us to ponder on the purpose of our existence and try to find out why we are not satisfied with our lives. If you can understand this situation, there is no reason for us to suffer from undue fear, harbor enmity, or grudge and worries. We all like to lead very happy, contented, and peaceful lives, but how many of us can really say that we experience peace in our lives? To gain this contentment, we are willing to do anything in every possible way, but we never get satisfactory solution because only through our understanding can we minimize certain problems and overcome some others. We usually create other serious problems while trying to solve our existing ones. If the new problem is a minor one, we tolerate it to the best of our ability and do what we can to alleviate the pain. For example, when we have gastric ulcer and suffer severe pain, we go and consult a doctor. Then, if the doctor says we had to undergo an operation, we will accept the fact that we will have to suffer more pain if we have to undergo an operation. But since we know there is no other solution, we decide to face the new problems of the operation to get rid of the existing gastric ulcers. Then we make up our mind to bear the pain and uneasiness during the operation, thinking that we can finally be rid of the pain once and for all. In the same manner, we are willing to tolerate certain problems or pain to overcome the existing big problems. That is why we sometimes face pain with smiling faces. We cannot overcome our existing problems without facing other new problems or without sacrificing something. But one thing is clear. It is impossible to settle our problems by being selfish, stubborn, or violent. That is why a give-and-take policy is important to settle our problems. The Buddha has advocated very meaningful, practical, realistic method to settle this problem. He did not recommend a method just to patch up a problem here and there, simply to make us happy for the time being. Rather, he taught us the way to penetrate to roots of the problems and to find out the main cause of it. His method was not even to reduce the symptom of the problem, just like some doctors do when they cure only the symptom of our sickness, but not the sickness itself. When we have a severe stomach pain or headache, doctors give us painkiller tablets. After that we feel better for a short period. But it is not the complete cure, because the pain can come back. Assume that we have a very big painful wound on our body. After applying all sorts of medicines, we can manage to get rid of it. When the doctor or somebody else asks, "How do you feel now?" we say, "We feel very good." But can you define this word good? Can we show anything to prove what that good feeling is? Here it means there is no more pain. For anything in this world, we say we feel good or nice only to tell others that there is no problem. This is the nature of our feelings. So, the Buddha's method is to uproot the main cause of our problems and not suppress it. That is why some people say it is difficult to practice the Buddha's teaching. To the question on how to disentangle the tangle, the answer given by the Buddha is, when a wise man established well in morality, sila, has developed his mind and understand panya, then an ardent and wise person succeeds in disentangling this tangle. A person who is diligent and understanding, by realizing the real nature of existence, develops his sila, his moral behavior or self-discipline. Sila means discipline of the senses, the speech and action according to a moral code. When a man is diligent and wise, he knows how to face his problems and how to overcome some of his problems. Here, the Buddha's advice for us is to be good, diligent, and act wisely if we want to solve our problems. No other method can give a final solution to our problems. Whenever we have problems, we approach others and seek their advice. They may ask you to go and pray to certain gods in a temple or any other places of worship, or to recite some mantra. But the Buddha's attitude is, entirely different. He never gives such advice because he directly wants to approach the problem and analyze it and point out where the mistake is. The trouble with us is that whenever we face any problem, we suffer from fear, imagination and suspicion, and we seek advice from others in order to get rid of them. But we do not think that their advice is also based on superstitious belief. When people complain about failure in their business and bad luck, they try to use magic power to have good luck and success in their business. The Buddha advocated us to develop patience and understanding without depending on superstitious belief and to cultivate the way of life without wasting time and money on meaningless practices and to use full effort to overcome problems in a reasonable way if we want to succeed. We cannot understand the causes of many of our problems because our way of thinking is based on a worldly life which is filled with selfish ideas and illusions. We do not consider to develop our way of life through moral or spiritual development. We think that religion is only for us to pray or to perform certain rituals. When we believe in superstitions like these, how can we concentrate to enrich our knowledge to understand things in their proper perspective? Today, we have organized our worldly life in such a way that we have no time to devote for mental training or peace. Although we may have more than enough to satisfy our material needs, all the while we go on thinking how to make more money, how to enjoy life in worldly way, even at the cost of others' happiness. When we experience certain problems, we start to grumble, show our temper, and create more disturbances and blame others for our problems. Today, in many so-called advanced countries, people are facing more problems, unsatisfactoriness, and mental derangement than in undeveloped countries. This is because they have become slaves to their sensual pleasure and crave for worldly enjoyment without proper moral and spiritual development. There are tension, fear, anxieties, and insecurity disturbs their minds. This kind of mental imbalance disturbs the human psychology. This state of affairs has become the biggest problem in many countries, since they have not learned to maintain contentment in their life. People in industrial societies experience unsatisfactoriness in their life. Many people have lost confidence in their life and face difficulty in deciding what to do with their life. The main cause of this mental attitude is excessive ambition and anxieties created by competition, jealousy, and fear. Such problems naturally create a very bad atmosphere for others who won't live a peaceful life. Because of that, others also have to face many disturbances. There is no shortcut for us to get rid of our problems. We must cultivate our way of life to find out the cause of the human problems that we are facing. It is true that there is no life without problems. It depends on how we examine our problems, why they make life miserable. One of the common problems that people always complain is about their married life or family problems. On the other hand, unmarried people also complain about the loneliness in their life. They say, life is dull without a married partner. But the same people start to grumble after getting married when they are confronted with problems. As soon as some problems arise, they immediately suspect that others might have done some charm or black magic to disturb their family. But they are not ready to admit their own weaknesses or to think that they may be the cause of the mistake and that they are responsible for the problem. Instead, they ask others to do something to stop their problems. Married people are confronted with many other family problems to maintain their families and to protect them. They have to work hard to support their families. Those who have children have to attend to their education and to guide them. Those who cannot cope up with these problems create more worries. When misunderstanding occurs in their family, make life more miserable. Sometimes there is violence, bloodshed, and suicide. Those who have many children have to face a lot of responsibilities and worries. At the same time, those who have no children also worry. So, where is the satisfaction in a worldly life? Today, people need more income, not only for their daily living, such as to provide their food, clothing, medicine, shelter, and to fulfill their duties, but because they have organized the way of life in such a way that their indulgence is increased. It has become a sort of competition. People concentrate more on pleasure rather than their duties and responsibilities. Some people entertain worries by considering their future, although they have more than enough at the moment. They worry about their sickness, old age, death, funerals, and also about heaven and hell or the next world. Every day, they experience unsatisfactoriness in their life. They run here and there, searching for a remedy to end their problems. Throughout their life, they continue this search for peace and happiness until they die, but they never find the real solution. When they feel that they are getting old, they worry. They worry when they cannot gain what they want. They worry when they lose their things or persons they love. After that, they create frustration, mental agony, and later suffer from mental derangement. We do not know the real nature of our existence and try to maintain life without experiencing any disturbances and changes. But life is changeable. It is a bundle of elements and energies which are always changing, and the situation is always not according to our satisfaction. Then we feel life is not in our favor. When the elements and energies are imbalanced, we experience uneasiness, sickness, pain, and many other problems. When mental energy is disturbed, we experience mental problems. After that, our organs and glands also change their normal functioning and affect the blood circulation, heartbeat, and brain cells. We can avoid many of these problems if we can understand this conflict and by leading a natural life. Today, many people lead an artificial life, not knowing its danger. Many of our problems are created by us due to our ignorance and crazy attitude for too much pleasure. Many of our problems and burdens come after middle age. For example, assume there is a pit about 100 feet deep and we put burning charcoal at the bottom. After that, put a ladder and ask some people to go down one by one. Those who start to go down do not complain about the heat until they go down to a depth of 30 to 40 feet. After 40 to 50 feet, they feel certain amount of heat. When they go further down to 70 to 80 feet and reach nearer to the burning charcoal, they experience the sensations of burning. In the same manner, young people say that there is nothing wrong with them and they do not experience suffering, although the Buddha says life is suffering. But this is a good example for them to understand the nature of existence. Here is another simile for you to understand this situation. A flock of fishes have seen an unusual small fence in the water. That is a trap put up by a fisherman to catch the fish. Some fish want to go inside the fence and see what it is. But the elderly fish advise them not to do that because it must be a dangerous trap. The young fish ask, "How do we know whether it is dangerous or not? We must go in and see. Only then can we understand what it is." So, some of them go in and are caught in the trap. This simple simile tells us that it is not necessary to have personal experience in certain things to understand whether they are good or bad. We must be prepared to accept the advice given by wise men like the Buddha, who knows infinitely more than the Buddha himself has said that we must not accept his teaching blindly. At the same time, we must not take the attitude that we know everything and that no one can teach us about life. When our elders and parents advise us not to do certain things, we have to listen to them. This is simply because their experience is more advanced than our theoretical knowledge regarding our worldly life. That is why parents always advise their sons and daughters not to do certain things and to do certain things. By neglecting the advice given by the elders, young people do many things according to their way of thinking. Eventually, when they get into trouble, they remember their elders or religious teachers and seek their help and sometimes ask to pray for them. Then only they remember religion to seek some blessing and guidance. The main purpose of a religion is to help us to follow certain noble principles to avoid many of our human problems before they confront us. In academic knowledge, there is no personal experience. Armed with academic knowledge, some young people think they can solve all the world's problems. Science can provide the material things to our problems, but it cannot help us solve our spiritual problems. There is no substitute for wise people who have experienced the world. Think about this saying. When I was 18, I thought, what a fool my father was. Now that I am 28, I am surprised how much the old man has learned in 10 years. It is not he that has learned. It's you who have learned to see things in a more mature way. More than 2,000 years ago, the Buddha, Confucius, Lao Tzu, and many other religious teachers gave us wonderful advice. This advice can never become out of date, being based on truth. It will remain fresh forever. It is impossible to overcome our human problems by ignoring the ancient wisdom. This wisdom is to develop human dignity, understanding, peace, and happiness. Let us consider our families. How many families are there who live with cooperation, unity, love, and understanding? We can invite the whole world into our room through our TV, but we are not willing to invite our next door neighbors into our houses and talk to them kindly. We have no time to look at the faces of our own family members, but we spend many hours to see the faces of unknown people on the television screen. Even within one family, we have no time to look at each other with smiling faces, although we live in the same house. How can there be unity and happiness in such families? This is the nature of our life today. Some people completely ignore their family members after their marriage. That is not the civilized way of human life. It is a manifestation of animal nature. We can maintain community life by assisting each other and giving them moral support to those in need. Although animals do not assist each other very often, they live together. Sometimes they protect their group or their young from their enemies. It seems that today we are not living as real human beings. We have gone very far from our natural way of life. That is why we had to face so many problems. That is why we feel loneliness. It is true that we have to face problems throughout our life. Some of them are natural problems, and there is no way to escape. Some problems are man-made. Some are mind-made, resulting from illusion and ignorance. Mental imbalances, which we regard as madness, is another big problem. By violating an ethical way of life, man disturbs his own peace and happiness and that of others. Then, by allowing internal and external incidents into the mind, more unsatisfactoriness, miseries, excitement, fear and insecurity are created. Many people have to suffer from frustration and nervous breakdown because they have not trained their mind to maintain contentment. They have developed only craving to enjoy their life. To them, development means development of craving for various kind of pleasures. As a result, they also develop unhealthy competition, jealousy, enmity, hatred. Then start to fight and to kill each other. That is how they have turned the whole world into a battlefield. After that, everyone cries for peace. People accuse God or devil of putting them in misery. Then start to pray and worship. They do all kinds of things to escape from problems which really created by themselves. You can understand now who creates problems and who can overcome them. The Buddha says, the world is within you. When you discipline yourself, the whole world is disciplined and peace is maintained. It is not necessary then to wait for peace. Good and bad, peace and violence all exist because of the mind. Although the Buddha has advised us not to be bothered about the beginning of world cycle, since such speculation does not contribute to settle human problems. Still, many people want to know about the beginning and the end of the world. Some people have a very shallow concept of the world. They do not know what this world is really like. When the Buddha said, there is neither beginning nor end in the world system, people could not understand what he meant. This was because their belief regarding the beginning and the end of the world contradicted to the Buddha's interpretation. You can examine the whole world and compare it with your life or body. You can understand that the same element and energies and conditions consist in this so-called world and in you. The only difference is that we have a mind to think and comprehend the nature of existence. But the object that you have accepted as the world is composed of only elements and energy. The extraordinary mental energy that human beings experience cannot be found somewhere else. However, this mental energy must be trained and controlled. Otherwise, human mind becomes the main cause for our own problems. When that mind is harnessed properly through intense training, harmony, understanding and peace prevail. But remember, even when the mind is trained, whatever precaution we take to avoid the unsatisfactoriness of our life, the universal law of impermanence changes everything in this world. This is the nature of existence. Existing things change and disintegrate according to the worldly conditions. The combinations of elements and energies and their existence together produce objects which we can see and touch, thus giving them an illusion of solidity and permanence. The cause of their change is frictions of the elements and energies. When a visible object disintegrates through time, it is the dissolution of the elements and energies which are compounded. This is a natural phenomenon, and every component thing is conditioned in this way. There is no reason for us to regard this situation as a creation of a supernatural being, or that it is the result of punishment for a primordial crime. Buddhists regard this as a natural phenomenon. But many others regard this situation as problem because changes and impermanence disappoint this craving for permanence. The unsatisfactoriness of our life begins when we realize that permanence is impossible. Cosmic forces also influence the elements and energies of our physical body. Some of our physical and mental problems are due to their influence. Some other unknown forces also disturb our life, which people regard them as evil spirits. Fear, imagination, suspicion, and superstitions always feed on such belief to disturb the mind. When the mind is disturbed, we suffer from physical problems. However, if our minds are well trained and develop understanding, we can prevent many of these problems from occurring. This is why the Buddha said, "Mind is the forerunner of all good and evil estates. Mind made are they." Actually, we suffer from problems because they are the result of our illusions and hallucinations. By following the Buddha's advice, we can eradicate fear and ignorance. People do not use their education when they come to superstitious religious practices. Try to get rid of this poor mentality by strengthening your mind and developing self-confidence. Then you can overcome many of your problems, and in most cases, your imaginary problem will simply disappear. Some religionists try to escape from reality by saying that there is God who is responsible for all the good things that happen to you, and if anything goes wrong, then the devil is to blame for it. To Buddhists, there is no meaning in this kind of belief. Most of us simply do not try to understand why we are not happy and why we are not satisfied with our life and who is responsible for this situation. Besides, all major problems for which we are not directly responsible, we also create other problems like racial, cultural, religious, and economic problems which divide mankind and create discrimination. The purpose of religion is to guide mankind to develop unity and a harmonious life and to cultivate humane qualities. Today, however, religion is being used to discriminate against other religions and to develop jealousy. Actually, man is not using religion to maintain peace, but to discriminate and hate others. This hostile attitude and unhealthy religious competition have even created bloodshed in many parts of the world. At the same time, while cherishing their own superstitious belief as part of their valuable culture or tradition, some religionists ridicule others' culture and traditions. In their belief and practices, which they introduce as the only true religion, they promote selfish ideas for material gain, political power, and self-glorification. Some people think that by accumulating more and more wealth, they can overcome their problems. So, they try to become billionaires, working hard, but after becoming billionaires, they have to face many more other unexpected problems. Insecurity, unrest, enemies, and difficulty of maintaining their wealth. This clearly shows that the accumulation of wealth is not the solution for human problems. Wealth can help to overcome certain problems, but not all the world's happiness can be gained through money. Money cannot eradicate natural problems. Philosophers, great thinkers, and rationalists pointed out the nature of human weakness and how to overcome them. However, the common people regard them as mere theories and not as solutions to their problems. So, the intellect alone cannot provide the solution to our problems. Sometimes, the intellect actually creates more problems because it increases our egoistic opinion about ourselves. good conduct, such as kindness, patience, tolerance, honesty, and generosity, also cannot stop certain problems, because cunning people can take the advantage of the good qualities of others. Therefore, good qualities must be practiced wisely. Social welfare workers are trying to wipe out human problems, but their contribution also can minimize only certain problems. Some others try to settle human problems by distributing property and revenue of the country equally among the public in so-called socialist countries. It seems that their method is also not very effective to settle human problems, since selfishness, cunningness, laziness, and many other shortcomings can upset the situation. Modern scientific education has increased more problems rather than promoting peace, happiness, and security. Governments are trying to maintain peace and order by punishing those who disobey the law. But all over the world, evil and immoral practices are spreading rapidly. Ignorant people resort to charms, magic, supernatural powers, and mantra to overcome their problems. But nobody knows that how far they can succeed through such belief. Some use violent methods such as killing, destruction, and creating disaster to gain what they need and to settle their problems. Some try to settle human problems by improving the people's way of life through financial aid. Religionists, on the other hand, try to settle these problems by illustrating the concept of a paradise to create temptation and frighten people by threatening them with hellfire if they don't behave themselves. Whatever method people adopt to avoid their problems, they experience more and more new problems. The reason for this situation is that they have not realized that the main cause of most of their problems is the untrained mind of selfishness. When you study the life of primitive people, we can see that they have to face relatively few problems. These problems are mostly related only to their needs for survival. But in the so-called civilized societies of today, many of our problems are due not to our desire to continue living, but because we seek too much enjoyment. Many people believe that the purpose of their life is only for enjoyment. The modern job-oriented education system produces students who are equipped with more academic knowledge, which develops selfishness. It produces clever people without any moral development. Such people do not care what happened to others or to the world so long as they alone profit on a materialistic level. Through cunningness and by adopting scientific methods to achieve their selfish desire, they increase the anxieties. Human beings are more selfish in their craving for pleasure than any other living being. They enjoy worldly life and sensual pleasure with no thought for the welfare of others or for the survival of others. Sensual people like to live long to experience pleasures. They develop craving towards the property that they have accumulated and do not want to die because they do not want to depart from their property. Other living beings have no such selfish idea. They use their five senses only for their survival and lead a natural life without willfully hurting others. It has been said that only man hoards more than he can eat. All the other animals take only as much as they need from nature. What they do not need, they leave alone for others to use. Today, we even neglect our health, but indulge the senses to the extent that we have become slaves to self-gratification. Human beings are the only beings on this earth who can understand that one day they have to face death. That is why they worry unnecessarily about it. Worrying about it will not make death go away. So why not accept it calmly? Shakespeare makes Julius Caesar say, "Of all the wonders that I yet have heard and seen, it seems to me more strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come." On the other hand, there are those who do not bother at all about the end of their life or about what happens after that. However, the majority do worry about existing problems and also worry about the next life. All other living beings are free from that problem, although they are in the dark regarding their future life. Whenever certain difficulties and problems arise, there are various ways and means for you to make up your mind to reduce your mental agony and unhappiness. First and foremost, you must try to understand the nature of the world in which you live. You must realize that you can never expect everything in this world to be perfect and to run smoothly. The world is not always in your favor. You must be prepared to face difficulties and problems in the day-to-day life. There is no world and no life without problems. If you have strong craving for existence and grace to enjoy the sensual pleasures of the world, you had to pay the price in terms of physical pains and mental agony. This can be equated to the payment of rental for the house occupied by you. Rental being the physical pain and mental agony, and the house being your physical body. Occupied by you on a temporary basis, through your body, you enjoy your sensual pleasure, and you must pay for it. There is nothing free in this world. However, if you are desirous to eradicate or eliminate the physical pain and mental agony, you should try to give up or subdue that strong craving force and the desire for sensual pleasure. So long as you are subjected to this craving force, you are subjected to the consequences of pain and agony. To do away with the physical pain and agony and to achieve spiritual happiness, you must make your choice. There are no two ways. You should not, therefore, accuse others. When you come across some problems while you are enjoying sensual pleasures, one way to find solace for your occasional mental agony and unhappiness is to understand the degree of your own suffering and the difficulties with that experience by others. When you are unhappy, you feel that the world is against you. You think that everything around you is about to collapse. You feel that the end of the road is near. However, if you try to take a mental stock of things and try to count your blessing, you will find surprising that you are better off than many other people. You have probably heard the saying, "I complain I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet." In short, you have been unduly exaggerating your own difficulties and problems. Many others are worse off than you, and yet they do not worry unduly. Problems are there, and you should try to resolve them instead of worrying and creating mental anguish and pain. The Chinese have a practical saying about resolving problems. If you have a big problem, try to reduce it to a small problem. If you have a small problem, try to reduce it to no problem. By doing so, you will not permit your existing difficulties and problems to drown you. On the contrary, you will determine to resolve whatever issues or problems that may be facing you. You should realize that you have gone through worse situations and that you are preparing to face the issue. Come what may, with this frame of mind, you will soon regain your self-confidence and will be able to face and resolve whatever problems that are in store for you. In conclusion, we have to realize that whatever method we adopt to overcome our problem, it is impossible to gain complete satisfaction in our life until we train our mind and reduce selfishness and craving. The teachings of the Buddha gives us a very clear exposition to understand the nature of human problems and how to overcome them and how to end them. The Buddha says, "Dukhe loko patitito." The world is situated in dukkha or conflict. Here world means including our physical body. If the world is like this, how can we expect complete satisfaction as long as we exist? So, by realizing this, we must try to maintain some sort of satisfaction in our life, to maintain peace in our mind as understanding human beings.